Nell Freudenberger lived every young writer's dream when her first short story was published in the New Yorker magazine. She was 26 at the time and an editorial assistant at the magazine, writing fiction in the morning before work. Her award-winning short story collection, Lucky Girls, was published in 2003 and made our book critic Maureen Corrigan's best books list that year. Freudenberger has just published her first novel, The Dissident. Maureen has a review.
The plot of Nell Freudenberger's debut novel, The Dissident, has all the makings of a classic screwball comedy. Allowing for racial differences, you could even see Cary Grant in the title role. A Chinese artist named Yuan Zhao, who spent time in prison for staging politically incendiary performance pieces, is invited to be a visiting scholar at a posh girls' academy in Los Angeles. Mr. Yuan, as the dissident is called, is put up for the year in a pool house on the estate of the Travers family, whose troubled teenage daughter attends the school. In exchange, Mr. Yuan is supposed to teach a class there and create new artworks. Except as the months go by, our artist in residence doesn't seem to be producing much except copies of other people's paintings. Maybe there are just too many emotional distractions in the wacky Travers mansion. Gordon, the father, is an obtuse psychiatrist whose only passion is genealogical research. The fluttery mom, Cece, has been carrying on a long affair with Phil, her charming, shiftless brother-in-law. And the adolescent son of the house, Max, has been arrested for weapons possession and is doing community service in the barrio. Or perhaps the problem lies with the evasive Mr. Yuan himself, who confides in us readers at the outset of the story that he's really expert at only one thing, counterfeiting. A crime that's, after all, a snap to pull off amidst a crowd of self-involved Westerners who merely glance at their Asian guest and take him at face value. The madcap possibilities in this setup are obvious, but The Dissident isn't funny enough to be a comedy, nor is it profound enough to be a commentary on cross-cultural blindness, nor, I'm sorry to say, is it as compelling as Freudenberger's amazing short story collection, Lucky Girls, which deservedly made her the literary wunderkind of 2003. Freudenberger tackles the same themes in this novel as she did in Lucky Girls, namely people from disparate cultures trying and failing to only connect. And to give The Dissident its due, the sudden cruel plot twists and offbeat but precise way with words that distinguished Lucky Girls are also present intermittently throughout this novel. I can and will quote some fine writing, like in this shrewd observation from Yuan Zhao at the beginning of the novel about the aura of cultural superiority exuded by his American hosts. The Travers were not at all surprised by my excellent English. If anything, they were disappointed by the force of my accent, which they assured me I was losing almost from the day I arrived. To them, English wasn't really a language. It was a genetic gift, present in everyone, but unfortunately latent in some people, like biceps. It only had to be strengthened and drawn out. But proportional to its 400-plus page length, there just aren't enough of these shimmering moments to really lift The Dissident into the exalted literary league of its predecessor. And the characters, particularly the Travers clan, but even the enigmatic Yuan Zhao himself, are pretty much Johnny One-Notes, who aren't interesting enough to sustain this long tale. Enough. It's a commonplace piece of wisdom among writing teachers that the hardest student papers to improve upon are not the C-range disasters, but rather those pesky B-plus essays that are good, just not good enough. That's what The Dissident feels like to me. Good, but especially in light of Lucky Girls, just not good enough.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Dissident by Nell Freudenberger.